ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवद्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। नमो नलिननेत्राय वेणुवाद्य विनोदिने राधाधर सुधापान शालिने वनमालिने महाभावस्वरूपास्त्वं कृष्णप्रिय वरीयसि प्रेमभक्ति प्रदे देवी राधिका त्वं नमोऽस्तु ते।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 entitled as The History of the Life of Ajamila, Text 2. Pravritti Lakshanashchaiva Traigunya Vishayomune Yo Asava Lina Prakriter Gunasargaha Punaha पुनः प्रवृत्ति लक्षणश्चैव त्रैगुण्य विषयो मुने यो असाव अलिन प्रकृते गुणसर्गः पुनः पुनः। प्रकृति लक्षणश्चैव त्रैगुण्य विषयो मुनेः यो असावलिन् प्रकृतेर् गुणसर्गः पुनः पुनः। प्रवृत्तिलक्षणश्चैव त्रैगुण्य विषयो मुने यो असावलिन् प्रकृतेर् गुणसर्गः पुनः पुनः। नश्चैव त्रैगुण्यविषयो मुने यो असावलिन प्रकृते गुणसर्गः पुनः पुनः। प्रवृत्तिलक्षणश्चैव त्रैगुण्यविषयो मुने यो असावलिन प्रकृतेर् गुणसर्गः पुनः पुनः।
प्रवृत्ति बाय इन्क्लिनेशन, लक्षणः symptomized, cha also, eva indeed, traiguna the three modes of nature, vishayaha
possessing as objectives. Mune, O great sage, yaha, which, asau, that, alina prakritehe, of one who is not freed from the clutches of maya, gunasaragaha, in which there is a creation of material bodies, punaha punaha, again and again. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. A great sage, Shukadeva Goswami, unless the living entity is freed from the infection of the material modes of nature, he receives different types of bodies in which to enjoy or suffer. And according to the body, he is understood to have a various inclination. By following these inclinations, he traverses the path called Pravritti Marga, by which one may be elevated to the heavenly planets, as you have already described in the third canto, purport. As Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, verse 25, Yanti Devavrata Devan Pitrun Yanti Pitruvrataha Bhutani Yanti Bhuteja Yanti Madhya Janopimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to ancestors. And those who worship me will live with me. Because of the influence of the various modes of nature, the living entities have various tendencies or propensities, and therefore they are qualified to achieve various destinations. As long as one is materially attached, he wants to be elevated to the heavenly planets because of his attraction to the material world. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead declares, however, those who worship me come to me. If one has no information about the Supreme Lord and his abode, one tries to be elevated only to a higher material position. But when one concludes that in this material world there is nothing but repeated birth and death, he tries to return home back to Godhead. If one attains that destination, he need never return to this material world. Yad gatva nivartante tad dham paramam mama. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrit Madhya Lila, Chapter 19, Text 151. Brahmanda Bhramite Kona Bhagavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. All living entities are rotating throughout the universe, going sometimes up to the higher planetary system and sometimes down to the lower planets. This is the material disease. This is the material disease which is known as Pravritti Marga. When one becomes intelligent, he takes to Nivritti Marga, the path of liberation. And thus, instead of rotating within this material world, he returns home back to Godhead. This is necessary. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenatasmay Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandika Madadaran Sadrandan Tiranam Yachepadappa Shri Madhrupa Vadam Bhojo Dhulisyam Mama Janmani Janmani Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Udapadakamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sachivam Sadhavaitam Savadhutam Varjanasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Vancha Kalpadarvasya Kripa Sindhubheva Chapatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Nami Ste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vashabhanusti Devi Pranamami Hari Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Pravritti Lakshanaschaiva Traigunyo Vishayo Munehe Yo Asavalina Prakriter Gunas Saragaha Puna Puna. O great sage Shukadeva Goswami, unless the living entity is freed from the infection of the material modes of nature, he receives different types of bodies in which to enjoy or suffer. And according to the body, he is understood to have a various inclination. By following this inclination, he traverses the path called Pravritti Marga, by which one may be elevated to the heavenly planets, as you have already described in the third canto. As we have seen in the last verse, where Parikshit Maharaj, being a Vaishnava, and the prime quality of Vaishnava is compassion for others. In the fifth canto, at last chapter, when Shukadeva Goswami has described about all the hellish planets, after hearing that, he felt a compassion for all of us. As we are in this material world having different kinds of bodies, and as in the mode that which we have born, we are possessing this body, and in that particular mode we have certain propensities in which we act, behave, perform our activities, create our own karma, and most of the time it is sinful karma. So what will happen to them? How they will get liberated? How they will get rid of all these sufferings and reactions of their sinful activities? And then he is asking that, oh my Lord Shukadeva Goswami, you already described in the second canto, the path of liberation, that is Nivritti Marga. By following that path, one is certainly elevated gradually to the highest planetary systems, Brahmaloka, from which one is promoted to the spiritual world along with Lord Brahma. Thus, one's repetition of birth and death in the material world ceases. Here in this particular verse, the Nivritti Marga, the path of liberation, which has previously explained by Parikshit Maharaj, that gradual path through which one can perform karmakandya activities, he can obtain a knowledge, then by yogic performance he can control his senses, and then after, step by step, krama yogena upalabdha, by following steps of these methods like jnana, karmakanda, jnanakanda and yoga, one can go to higherly planets like Brahmaloka. But as stated in Bhagavad Gita, that you may be in any planetary system, or in any planet in this 14 planetary system, you have to come back because of our activities. Then what should be done? As in one of the purport, Prabhupada says that as long as you are in this material world and you are having this material body, which is the combinations of modes of material nature, you have to suffer. So whether you perform your karmakandiva activities to get rid of that, you may possess a knowledge, or you may have a control on your senses, but ultimately you have to suffer. In today's verse, he says that pravritti lakshana shaiva traigunya vishaya mune yo asavalina prakriter guna sarga puna puna. Why one has to come again and again in this material world? Because prakriter guna sangaha, our association with the modes of material nature. As long as we are associated with this modes of material nature, or we are influenced by their actions or these qualities, we are bound to come here again and again. And that's why in Bhagavad Gita also Lord says that Traigunya Vishwa Veda Nis Traigunya Bhavarjana Nildandva Nitya Sattvasto Atmavan. One has to attain his own position. And how to do that? That whole thing has explained in this particular chapter. Because in previous cantos that we have seen, already Maharaj Shukdev has explained about sarga, visarga, then whole planetary system. And specifically in this particular canto, he is explaining about Poshanam. There are 10 subjects matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And one is that Poshana. Poshana means how Lord protects his devotees. That has very wonderfully explained in this particular canto. The first chapter itself, the history of Ajamila, was considered to be a greatly sinful man. But ultimately, he got liberated by Lord Vishnu's dutas, Vishnu dutas. How? Because knowingly, unknowingly, he has rendered service to their lordship. And that has saved him from the greatest catastrophe. That has saved him from samsmriti, that is, again, repeated birth and death. Because generally what happens, the people who are pious, who wants to follow Vedas, they follow one particular part of the Veda which explains about karmakanda. And through that, they wanted to get rid of their pious, their previous sinful activities. They perform atonements, prayaschitta. But that is not enough. As verse by verse we read, there Shukadeva Goswami explains him. Even though when
Maharaj Parikshit has directly asked him, tell me the ultimate thing which can save them. And as explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that the ultimate thing is to avyabhichari bhakti, unadulterated or undeviated devotion to the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. That's the only one thing. But Shukdeva Goswami, he is not directly telling him that. First he has explained about the methods that has explained in the Vedas. And how general mass of people who are pious, they follow it. And then he explains that this particular process is not the ultimate thing. Why? Because it is like a kunjara shauchavat. It's like a bath of elephant. Elephant goes, he takes bath. Again he comes out and he puts dust on his body. So the people who follow the path of atonement, but again they commit sinful activities. Then what will be there? What will help them out? Because this modes of material nature, they will work on you as long as you are having this material body. And that's why Prabhupada says, this infuel ends when you leave this body. And that's why Prabhupada has given us a process to how to die, how to quit this body, so that you should not get another body. He has given us art of dying, how one should die. There are instances they teach about art of living. As long as you have taken birth, as per the modes of material nature, you will act. You will live. But to end up all these karmic reactions and never to come back, how one should die? How one should go back so that he should not come again? That process Prabhupada has wonderfully taught us. And that is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. As we continue in this particular upakhyan, at the end we will come to know that how he has quit his body. Because there are different methods. They are given in the scriptures to get liberated. But that's not the ultimate thing. Even Brahma, when he prays to the Lord, he says that ye anya arvindaksha vimukstamanina tvai asad bhavat avishuddha buddhaya aruya krichena parampadam adha patanti adha anadruta yushmada pada angre ye anya arvindaksha vimukstamanina. There are so many people who wanted to get liberated. They have different methods through Jnana Yoga, through Karma Yoga, through Ashtanga Yoga. They try to get liberated. But here, Brahma and other demigods, they say, Tvai asad bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. But they don't have a pure consciousness. Why? Because they have some desire. Either they wanted to get knowledge, become knowledgeable, either they want to become a tapasvi, they wanted to be known as a great tapasvis. And even now, after attaining this knowledge and the result of their tapasya, he says, patanti adha, they will fall down. Aruya krichena parampadam, they will not go to your place. Why? Because they have not accepted shelter of your lotus feet. Anadruta yushmada pada angraya. They have not taken shelter at your lotus feet. To burn the root cause of our sinful activities, which is known as a desire, there is only one medicine, or there is only one solution. That is devotional service to the Lord. Why we are in this material world? As Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, the Ichha Dvesha Samutvena Dvandva Mohena Bharata. What's the next two? Sarva Bhutani Sammoha Sarge Yanti Param Tapa. Sarge, why this creation has taken place? Ichha and Dvesha. It's our desire and our envy towards the Lordship. The cause of this creation is our desire. We wanted to enjoy. That's why he has created this world. Okay, you go and try to enjoy here. Then, to get rid of this material world, what you have to do? You have to get rid of this desire. And how one can get rid of these desires? By taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. And that's why, in this chapter only, Maharaj Shukadeva Goswami, he says that there is only one way which will destroy this root cause of our sinful activities, that is desires. He says that kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana aga dhunvanti karsner niharam iva bhaskara. And it happens with whom? It's not with each and everyone. Very clearly he says that only kechit kevalaya, only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service. Just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. There is only one thing that can destroy your desires, and that is devotional service to the Lord. And this whole canto glorifies the devotional service. And how a living entity in any stage of his life, in his any species, how he can render service to the Lord. Not necessarily that he should be a human being only. If any living entity, even he is a demon also, and he takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, then definitely he is delivered. And that what has explained in this particular chapter. In 10th canto again, in the prayers of Brahma, were explained that there are so many processes to get liberated, but they have no meaning unless and until you take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord. Shreya Shrutim Bhaktim Udayasya Te Vibho Klishyanti Ye Kevala Lobha Bodha Labdaya. In this particular verse, at the last, it is said, it is only a hard endeavor, nothing else. If you accept other processes, that is nothing but beating empty husk to get grains. As long as one understands that there is nothing else other than the devotional service will save me. In the 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj says that Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu durashayaye bahiranta manina andha yathander upaniyamanas tepi shatantra urudham nibaddha. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. General mass of people, it's very difficult for them to understand that their ultimate destination is Lord Vishnu. Sometimes people, they say swarthi. What's the meaning of swarthi? Selfish. The person who knows what is meaningful for his own life, that he is a swarthi. Who knows the real cause for which he has to live. But But the mass of people, they think that the real swartha for them is to enjoy. Durashaya bahirartha manina. And they are engaged themselves in what? All other external activities. And then what happens? For that they follow the person who is in that same mode which they belong. If someone in the mode of goodness, they will follow the person who is in the mode of goodness. Someone in the mode of passion, he will follow the person who is more passionate. And what will happen? Antanda yathanda ropaniya anas te shipitantra udramni badda. They will fall in ditch. Because Lord clearly says that ashraddhadhana purusha dharmasyasya paramprapa aprapya mam nivartante mrutya samsara vatmani. There are people who are faithless, they accept other paths, but they don't take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Once, if someone takes shelter at his lotus feet, for them it's no need to come back again in this material world. Because Lord, it's very easy to please Him. As explained in Narasimha Puran, that patreshu, pushpeshu, phaleshu, toyeshu, akrita labhyeshu, sadaiva satsu, bhaktya sulabhe purushe purane, mukte kimartha kriyate prayatna. That they say is that it's very easy to please their Lordship. How? By offering Him patra, pushpa, phala, toya, which is akrita labhyeshu. Means to get them you don't have to do much more endeavor. Because they are readily available anywhere in this world. You can get leaves, you can get flowers, you can get water which is not created by you. It's created by Him only. That same thing, He just says that if you offer it to Him, He is pleased with that. Then they put a question, then why you have to endeavor for liberation? The ultimate purpose of your life to please their Lordship, then He can be pleased by these simple activities. And that's what Lord desires from us. That's why He says in the Bhagavad Gita, yadashnasi yadjohoshi yad tapasasi kaunte tat kurushva mada arpanam. Whatever you eat, whatever you do, even you take rest also, you do it for Me. And He get pleased by that all. Then why to do other exercise? As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to quote one verse from Brahma's prayer, that jnane prayasa udapasya namanti eva. What's the next? San mukharita bhavadiya varta sthane stita shrutigata tanuvak manovir jita ajitopi traistrim lokya. You can conquer that person who is triloki, who has already controlled all the lokas. How? Not by the endeavor of jnana. Jnane prayasa udapasya namantiva. Not, as Prabhupada says, it's a method of speculative knowledge. Or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says in another word, that it is a mental gymnasia through which you can't attain the Supreme Personality of God. Then how? Namanti eva. Just by surrendering Him. Sam mukharita bhavadiya vartam. By hearing about His activities. And how to do that? He says, no need to leave anything or go anywhere. Sthane sthita. Be well situated where you are. And what do you have to do? Tanu, vak, manobhir. Engage your body, mind and vani, speech in His service. And He says by doing that, one can jita ajitopi. You can conquer the unconquerable. That's the glory of devotional service. And to explain that, to magnify the effects of devotional service, this particular chapter is there. If you read it, very wonderfully, Shukadeva Goswami has explained about the glories of devotional service. Because nothing is there in this material world or in whole creation, in the parts of the Vedas or knowledge, which can destroy your desires, the root cause of your material existence. Only devotional service. With that it can happen. As in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that Rupa Goswami has explained about the devotional service. What kind of a devotional service you have to do? That's Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavritam Anukulena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktirottama. One who rendered transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord, Krishna, favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. And that devotional service is Kleshagni and Shubhada. That will destroy your Klesha. And that will give you all auspiciousness. And what is that? Back home, back to Godhead. Well, there is a no Klesha and there is everything is auspicious. But non-devotees, they don't understand this. And for that, what they do? They undergo them all material hardships. Because they want to enjoy their senses. Without understanding the purpose of their life. And in this particular purport, very important thing that Prabhupada explains. He says that non-devotees must undergo material hardship because they are prone to commit sinful fruitive activities. The desire to commit sinful actions continues in their hearts due to ignorance. And these sinful actions are divided into categories. Pataka, Mahapataka and Adhipataka. And also into two divisions, Prarabdha and Aprarabdha. Prarabdha refers to sinful reactions from which one is suffering at the present, and Aprarabdha refers to sources of potential suffering. When the seeds, bija of sinful reactions have not yet fructified, the reactions are called Aprarabdha. These seeds of sinful actions are unseen. But they are unlimited and no one can trace when they were first planted. Because of prarabdha, sinful reactions that have already fructified, one is seen to have taken birth in a low family or to be suffering from other miseries. When one takes to devotional service, however, all phases of sinful life, including prarabdha, aprarabdha and bija, are vanquished, totally destroyed. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 14th chapter, 19th verse, Lord Krishna tells to Uddhava, Yathagni sushmardachinna karotya edhamsi bhasmasad tatha mad vishaya bhaktir Udhvannasi Kritasnaha. My dear Uddhava, devotional service in relationship with me is like a blazing fire that can burn to ashes all the fuel of sinful activities supplied to it. How devotional service vanquishes the reactions of sinful life is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 33rd chapter. And 6th verse, spoken during the Kapaldeva's instruction to his mother Devahuti. Devahuti said, Yannamadheya Shravana Shravanau Kirtanad.
Yat Prahanad Yat Smaranad Api Kvachit. Svado Api Sadayaha Sarvanaya Kalpate. Kutha Punas Te Bhagavan Nu Darshanad.
My dear Lord, if even a person born in a family of dog-eaters hears and repeats the chanting of your glories, offer respects to you and remembers you, he is immediately greater than the Brahmana and he is therefore eligible to perform sacrifice. Therefore, what is to be said of one who has seen you perfectly? In this regard, Sanatana Jiva Goswami comments that bhakti may be divided into two divisions. Santata, devotional service that continues incessantly with a faith and love, and Kadachitaki, devotional service that does not continue incessantly but is sometimes awakened. Incessantly flowing devotional service, that is Santata, may also be divided into two categories. One, service performed with a slight attachment, and second, spontaneous devotional service. Intermittent devotional service, that is Kadachitaki, may be divided into three categories. Ragabhasamayi devotional service, in which one is almost attached. Ragabhasa Shunya Swarupa Bhuta devotional service, in which there is no spontaneous love, but one likes the constitutional position of serving. And third is Abhasa Rupa. And Yoga Goswami makes very clear here about how this Abhasa Rupa only can destroy the root cause of your sinful activities, that is desire. He says that a slight glimpse of devotional service, that is Abhasa Rupa. As for atonement, if one has caught even a slight glimpse of devotional service, that is Abhasa Rupa, all needs to undergo prayashchitta atonement are suppressed. Therefore, atonement is certainly unnecessary when one has achieved spontaneous love and above that, attachment with a love, which are sign of increasing advancement in Kadachitiki. Even in the stage of Abhasa Rupa Bhakti, all the reactions of sinful life are uprooted and vanquished. Srila Jiva Goswami expressed the opinion that the word Karsneyan means that even if one has a desire to commit sinful actions, the root of that desire are vanquished mere by Abhasa Rupa Bhakti. The example of Bhaskara, the sun, is most appropriate. The Abhasa feature of Bhakti is compared to the twilight, and the accumulation of one's sinful activities is compared to the fog. Since fog does not spread throughout the sky, the sun need do no more than merely manifest its first rays, and the fog immediately disappears. Similarly, if one has even a slight relationship with a devotional service, all the fog of his sinful life is immediately vanquished. So this whole chapter that explains about the glory of devotional service, how it acts, how if someone takes shelter at the lotus feet of Lord at any stage of his consciousness, how it works, that is wonderfully explained here. And with whom you have to associate, as in this particular purport, today's purport, Prabhupada says that very fortunate person Bhagyavana Jeev. He gets the opportunity to associate with Guru. Who is Guru? Yai Krishna Tattva Vetta, say, Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyasi Shudra Keno Hai, Yai Krishna Tattva Vetta, say Guru Hai. Guru is that person who knows Krishna Tattva. And if someone is, as Prabhupada said, that very fortunate, gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the grace of Guru you get Krishna, and by the grace of Krishna you get a Guru. So both things are interrelated. How it happens? Because Lord, as a Chaitya Guru, He resides in your heart as a Paramatma. And He knows your inclination. According to that, He makes an arrangement that you can meet a person who can guide you in that particular mode in which you are. Because you can't leave that. As long as you have that body, you can't leave that mode of material nature. So in that mode of material nature, how you can render devotional service to the Lord, that has taught by our Guru. And that's why He said, very fortunate person. He gets an opportunity to associate with a spiritual master. Brahmanda bhamite kono bhagyavana jiva. The jiva who is traveling throughout the universe in different bodies. So it's very important. And in this chapter only, they have explained how that person should be, whom you are accepting a guru. He says, Sushila sadhava yatra narayana parayana. He should be Sushil, well-behaved. Sadhava. Sadhava means who is close to Sat, who is very close to Absolute Truth, who is always residing with the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. That person is known as a sadhava. And he is a Narayana Parayana, always totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness. If you associate with that person, then definitely he will guide you in what way you can engage yourself. Because we can't live anything in this material world. That's why Lord says in Bhagavad Gita that being born in a particular mode of a nature, possessing this body, which is a combination of modes of material nature, it's very difficult for you to live, to renounce anything. That's why He said, engage that thing. And even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, He says, Tyaga is not meant for us. He says, Vairagya is very difficult. And that's why every time He used to say, Yukta Vairagya. Means, using all the things for the service of the Lord. That is Yukta Vairagya. And to teach that, Lord Himself has come. As Sarvam Bhattacharya in his Chaitanya Shatak, his 100 shloka, his glorification to Lord Chaitanya, in that He says that Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshateva Purusha Pramana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Krupar Badirva Tamham Prapadya. That same person, Purana Purusha, has come now. For what? To teach us Vairagya Vidya. To teach us that how one can get detached. The science of detachment He is giving us. Nija Bhakti Yoga. Through His devotional service. Once you get attached to Him, or the activities related to the service to the Lordship, automatically you will get detached from the matters and subjects of material sense gratification. And to teach that, Lord has come. And that's why in all His teachings you can see, He said, He never said to anyone, just leave that and take this only. Leave that, no. Where you are, sthane sthita shruti gatam. But engage your mind, engage your body, and engage your speech in the service of the Lord. And that is more appropriate for this age of Kali. Because everyone, as in the age of Satya, everyone was Hansa. They were Paramhansa. They were born in the mode of goodness only. In this age of Kali, each and everyone has born in the mode of ignorance. So where to cultivate this passion and then Satguna, it's very difficult. So forget. Take shelter at the lotus feet of pure devotee and he will take care of you. No need for you to leave anything. And Prabhupada has taught us through his example. We can see all his disciples in the early stage. He accepted all of them with all their faults and engaged them in the service. Like the first deity was, Jagannath deity was carved by Shyam Sundar Prabhu. When he was carving that deity, he was having cigarette in his mouth. And other packet of that cigarette is on the head of Baldev. He was sitting on Jagannath, he was carving while smoking cigarette. When Prabhupada came, he saw that. If someone of among us would have been there, what he would have? Prabhupada just looked at him. He just appreciated the best thing he has done. What a wonderful carving you have done. And while just going, he gave a small remark. He said, why you are keeping this small thing in between you and Krishna? And Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he said that that's the last day when I had a cigar. Prabhupada never told him that just leave it or never busted on him. He just told him that why you are keeping this single thing in between you and Krishna. And he left it forever. That's the potency of a pure devotee. And if you have association of that person, then whatever mode you are born, you will get liberated. Sadhu sanga, sarva shastra kai, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoi. What to speak of liberation? Or you will get that thing, after getting that, you don't have to come back again here. And that's the devotional service to the Lord. And that's what Prabhupada wanted to tell us. If you go further, this particular text, 6.15, in this purport Prabhupada says only that all our devotees, they should be Sushila, Sadhu and Narayan Parayana. Otherwise there is no need of coming here, sitting here and being in a temple. If we associate with the devotees, then these qualities we can get. So let us try whatever Prabhupada has given us wonderfully. Try to read, try to contemplate. When we contemplate, then only we can imbibe. So please bless me so that whatever I am speaking now, I can imbibe in my life. So that I can at least get liberated. Hare Krishna. Yes, bro. Yeah, one question. Yes, please.
Hare Krishna, those who take birth in Brahmaloka, when Brahma goes back to Godhead, along with Brahma, they will also go back to Godhead, correct? But does it mean those who do not do bhakti also, they will go back to Godhead in Brahmaloka?
Good question, actually. That same thing was moving in my mind, how it will happen. Only that Brahma goes to back home, back to Godhead, who is a devotee. Otherwise, we are like, in the ninth canto it is explained, whoever has come to this material world, what was our first position? If we are here, means all Brahmas are not going back home, back to Godhead. Only a devotee. And that's why Brahma says that, oh my Lord, if I am not devotee of yours, then I don't want this post also. It's not necessary that each and every kalpa or every time when Brahma dies, he will go back. No. A Brahma who is a devotee of their lordship, he has a potency to take people with him who are associating with to back home, back to Godhead. And that's why it is said you have to associate with the devotee. Only a devotee can go there. If you read in Harivansh Puran, there is an explanation. Even a Brahma, he is not allowed to cross a Viraja river. Forget about entering in the dam. All they have to go on the shore of Shirodak Sagar. They have to sit. And Brahma, even he is not having that much qualification to see the Lord eye to eye. He has to sit. He has to meditate. And then Lord, through Vani only, gives him association. So after being a Brahma also, you need to be a devotee. Then only it happens. And that's why it is said, Kramala Upalabdhena. If you follow as it is, whatever things has given in the Karma Kanda, then only you can go to Brahma Loka. And staying in the Brahma Loka, if someone really devotes himself to their lordship and renders devotion service to him, then only he go back. Otherwise, he goes, but highly punished, not back home, back to God. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki, Grandharashmad Bhagavatam ki.